In Russia this weekend, supporters of President Vladimir Putin took control of the nation's largest independent television station, NTV. Some journalists and engineers walked off their jobs and began broadcasting the news from a rival station. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore says the confrontation is a battle for the freedom of Russia's airwaves.
NTV was founded by Vladimir Guzinski, one of Russia's new class of oligarch, and like most of the Russian oligarchs, fast and loose in the handling of money. And so, Guzinski is now under house arrest in his villa in Spain, the Russian government trying to extradite him for financial sins, real or imagined. NTV has a way of telling it like it is. The only media outlet where Russians can find out about Russian brutalities in Afghanistan and now in Chechnya. Russians like NTV straight-from-the-shoulder journalism. President Vladimir Putin does not. And so he arranged that Gazprom, the state-controlled gas monopoly of all things, assemble a majority of the stock and take over NTV. The way Putin explains the intervention is, I must say, original. He told German Chancellor Gerhard Schröder that it's like the General Electric takeover of NBC, simply an exercise in free enterprise. He also says that Russia can have a free press only when economic conditions make a free press affordable. Chancellor Schröder, perhaps with historic memories of a Germany without a free press, met with Putin in St. Petersburg and told him that Europe is concerned about freedom of the press in Russia. And Putin, with who knows what memories, told him not to worry. It's all a matter of property rights. This is Daniel Shore.